राधिकायै तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। माय हम्बल ओबीजेंसेस बच्चुए दो बस इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माय परमाराध्यतम गुरुदेव श्रील भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज एंड माय शिक्षा गुरु ओम विष्णु पाद श्री श्रीमद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। यू नो दैट एस्पेशली हाउ इन ए कपल ऑफ इयर्स After taking his sannyas in Keshavji Gaudiya Math by my Gurudev, established all over world, in oceans and on the mountains, in forest and everywhere, so many preaching centers, and also translated so many books. He wrote so many books. And everywhere he preached the mission of Srila Rupa Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj. So you are all, myself too, are debted to him. Otherwise no preaching in Western countries. Now those who are coming, new one, also, by reading his books, by his names. Especially those who are coming to me, only they know that I have so much friendship with him, I have served him. So all are coming also due to him. So we are doing pranam in his lotus feet. You know that he wanted to preach the purport of Srimad Bhagavat Gita and all epics. He was not different from Rupa Goswami in opinion, not different to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not different to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, and to Gurudev, our Gurudev. He took sannyas from him and he inspired that you must preach in Western and Eastern countries. So he began his preaching from America, from a tree, and then preached over the whole world. Now we should come to our subject, that you know Vyasadeva. His name is also Krishna Dvaipayan Vyas, because he took birth in the island of Jamuna. Krishna Dvaipayan, the dweep of Krishna, Yamuna, by the father Parashar Rishi. He was the manifestation of Krishna, Narayan. And then, by the mercy of Krishna, he divided one Veda to four, and he manifested so many Upanishads or so many Purans and so many other books, Mahabharata-like, and in Mahabharata Gita. And one day he was sitting on his ashram, Shamya Prash, on the bank of the river Bhagirathi in Badrikashram, Alkananda. And he was somewhat lamenting. He was thinking that why my soul is not satisfied. Translation is going on?
Yes.
No need of giving time. Very good. This process is very good. So, he was thinking, what is lacking in me that my soul is not satisfied? What is that thing? But he could not determine why I am not so satisfied. And in the meantime, fortunately, his guru Narad came to that place and saw that he was worried something. He read his face and then asked, "Oh my dear boy, Vyas, why you are worried? You have written so many Purans, you have divided Veda, you know everything, dharma, artha, kam, moksha and other things. But why not satisfy?" Gurudev told, Vyasdev told, "Oh, I am taking your shelter in your lotus feet. Or the disease you can decide. I cannot, because I am a patient." He does not know patient. But any good doctor, they can decide what is the disease. And then Vyasdev told, "As you have written all the Vedas, Quran and everything, as you have divided all the Vedas, you have manifested so many Upanishads, written Mahabharata, Gita even, but you have not glorified Krishna in his pastimes. As you have glorified dharma, artha, kama, moksha, liberation. You have not written that way. Oh, the mother of Krishna, Supreme Lord, is Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba. You have not written that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Have you? Never. Have you written that this the powerful Krishna, having all opulences, very powerful, he can create in a moment all universes, millions and millions. Have you written? And he is the head of all the corners. Have you written that he used to fight with his Sakha Gopal and they used to defeat you? Defeat Krishna? Never. Have you told that the father of Krishna, he used to tell that, "Bring my shoes." What?
Wooden
sandal. And he used to take on his head and dancing he used to come. Have you written that Yashoda Ma chastises her and binded in the mortar? And he was weeping bitterly. Have you written that Krishna told himself, "Oh gopis, oh, I cannot repay you in millions of lives." And he used to take the dust of lotus feet of Radhika. Have you? Never. Then what you have written? Nothing. So you are not satisfied. Please write this and then you will be happy. Gurudev, how can I? or take shelter of bhakti. What is bhakti? To surrender. If you are totally surrendered to your Gurudev and Krishna, then this is bhakti yoga. If not surrendered, nothing will come. So then he shut down after Narad went, and then Vyasadeva sat in trance. And he surrendered himself in the lotus feet of Krishna. Oh, you are only Supreme Lord. There is no two gods, only one. And all are subordinate to Krishna. So you should take shelter. And then he took shelter. Oh, Bhakti Devi, oh Krishna, I am taking your shelter. Please manifest your past, sweet pastimes. And then he saw Krishna with all the gopis, all the associates of Krishna, father, mother, and all Bal Gopals. He also saw that those who are forgetting me, they are going to down and punished by Mahamaya, the shadow of Yogamaya. And then he saw all the sweet pastimes of Krishna from birth to Dwarka Leela. And then he wrote Jasya Vaisruyamanayam Krishne Paramapurushe Bhakti Rupa Padyate Punsak Shoka Moha Bhaya. If anyone here from a bona fide guru, the sweet and powerful pastimes of Krishna, very soon there are all kinds of fear, sufferings, endless chain of birth and death, quickly go away, and his life will be successful. Savai punsang paro dharmo jato bhakti radho khaje ahetukka pratihata jayatma samprasidati. Your soul will be satisfied. If you are doing endless and unbroken, all continuous, the postful and very sweet pastimes of Krishna, then your Atma will be
satisfied.
Otherwise not. You should also know what is bhakti yoga. And also you should hear the sweet pastimes of Krishna. Not only or Siddhant will do. Gyane prayas mudupasya namanta. Oh, don't think that by our knowledge we can achieve Krishna. By surrendering. And if you are surrendered, and where you are, hear the sweet pastimes of Krishna, only you can save. Knowledge cannot do. Whole knowledge of Bhagavat and Gita may come, but they cannot save us. In a moment, Maya can come and can affect you. But if sweet pastimes are there and you are remembering and chanting the name, very soon they will go out and your life will be successful. So we should know about Vyasadev and his guru Naradev. How happened? How they met? And what is the effect of guru's association like guru, like Nara. I think Shyamrani will speak about their speakings. Narad?
Life.
Yes. Meeting with Vyasa. Because we are beginning from Srimad Bhagavatam, the glorification of a guru. Guru Nishtha is the backbone of bhakti. If no Guru Nishtha, no bhakti at all. So first of all, in Srimad Bhagavat, Chaitanya, Charitamrita, wherever, everywhere, oh, there is glorification of Guru Tattva.
Om Jnanam Timirandasya Jnanam Janaslapaya Chaksurunnaditam Yena Tvasmai Sri Gurave Nama. Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak something about the conversation between Narada and Vyasadeva.
Try to make sound system more good.
Srila Vyasadeva taught us by his own example, although he is a literary incarnation of the Supreme Person. It's okay. Just do it without it.
That is down.
No. Although Srila Vyasadeva is a literary incarnation of the Supreme Lord, and he knows everything, and he's realized everything, he showed us by example that one must accept a bona fide guru in order to realize the Lord and in order to become free from sufferings and sorrows. Narada Muni played the role of the spiritual master of Srila Vyasadeva. And he himself, although he is an eternal associate of the Lord, he himself set the example of accepting a bona fide guru. In order to increase the faith of Srila Vyasadeva, Sri Narada Muni told about his own life. He said that in a past life, he was the son of an ordinary maidservant, and she happened to be serving great sages during the 4 months of the year, during the rainy season, when the sages would stay in one place and give Harikatha to the residents of that place. So Narada Muni's mother was serving them as a menial servant. So Narada Muni had the opportunity to also serve them, to take the remnants of their prasadam and to do other menial services. He was thinking, I want to give my whole life to these great sages, like the four Kumaras, four great sages who are the sons of the original personality of this universe, Lord Brahma. But he could not think how to fully give his whole life because he had his mother and his attachment for his mother. By the arrangement of the Lord, his mother was bitten by a snake and she died. So Narada Muni took this as the mercy of the Lord and he left that place and went to meditate. He had been sufficiently serving very submissively the four Kumaras and other sages called Bhakti Vedantas, those who know that the end of all knowledge is bhakti. So he went and he meditated and performed austerities for many thousands of years. And because of his past association with pure devotees, and they gave him a special mantra, and he was chanting that mantra. After so many years, the Lord himself appeared to him. Narada Muni is telling all this to his disciple Vyasadeva. And the Lord appeared to him for just one moment and then disappeared. And then Narada began to weep incessantly, feeling great separation. Then the Lord again appeared to him, but this time not in his form, but as an aerial voice. And he told him, because you have slight material desires left, not full of desires like we, but he had a desire to meditate on the Lord in a sacred place in seclusion. So his desire was in the mode of goodness, not like ours in the mode of passion and ignorance, desiring to go to movies and lust, illicit sex, gambling, meat eating, taking of intoxication, profit, adoration, and distinction. He had a very slight material desire in goodness. So the Lord told him that as long as your desire remains, subtle as it is, you'll not be able to see me again. To purify yourself, you should chant my glories everywhere. Chant and sing and remember me. And in this way, being enchanted by my pastimes, you'll become completely pure. Then you'll be able to see me always, forever. So Narada followed that instruction, and gradually he became so pure that he received transcendental knowledge and all mystic powers like being able to reach out to another planet and get a fruit from another planet, becoming heavier than a universe, being able even to create a universe. So many mystic powers as a byproduct of his pure devotion, and he got transcendental knowledge of the Lord and this world as a byproduct of his devotion. Then he left his body and immediately at the same time, simultaneously, got a spiritual body which is able to travel throughout all the material universes and all the spiritual universes. And forever he's playing his transcendental veena instrument and chanting the glories of the Lord. So he's explaining all this to Śrīla Vyāsadeva. And Vyāsadeva followed his instructions. Narada told him that you should go in trance, surrender to my instructions, and go in a trance of bhakti yoga. In this way, you'll be able to see the Lord and all of his pastimes from beginning to his last pastimes in this world, his unlimited pastimes. And then all these pastimes will come in your heart and you'll be able to write them. The book that Śrīla Vyāsadeva wrote after this on getting the instructions of Narada is called Samadhi Bhasya. That is, his book is written in his transcendental samadhi. It's actually the coming of Krishna himself. Srimad Bhagavatam is the form of Radha and Krishna themselves and all of their pastimes coming in the heart and revealing themselves in the heart of Vyāsadeva. So actually, Srimad Bhagavatam is written by Krishna himself. So when one has the association of pure devotees and accepts initiation and becomes fully surrendered, this is called Guru Padashraya. He surrenders to any bona fide guru who is as good as God because he's a manifestation of God. When one finds such a bona fide guru and surrenders to him, then the Lord fully reveals himself. And as Srila Gurudev said, such a person can do anything. So Vyāsadeva became the guru of not only one universe, but many millions of universes. And just like you have a central point, and then the diameter from a circle, you have a whole circle, and the circle has a central point, and then a diameter going through that central point called the radius, and then to the other circumference. So Śrīla Vyāsadeva is like that diameter. Radha and Krishna, the Supreme Absolute Truth, are the center of all existence. And Śrīla Vyāsadeva makes diameters throughout every single point of material existence. And his message, his shastras, especially the culmination of all his shastras, Srimad Bhagavatams, goes and reaches and purifies every nook and corner of the whole material existence. And all bona fide gurus, all bona fide spiritual masters are actually manifestations of Srila Vyasadeva. And their words are so powerful, just like throwing a rock in the water and it makes concentric circles and reaches every shore, that pond. So the pure devotee, when he speaks, the dust from the lotus feet of Krishna come out from his mouth and he purifies the entire universe. So all bona fide gurus in the line of Vyasadeva are manifestations of Vyasadeva, just like our Srila Prabhupada and Srila Gurudev. And even more so, they're manifestations of Nityananda Prabhu, manifestations of Baladev, manifestations of Radha and Krishna personally. They're not human beings. They're not even living beings. They're actually expansions of Radha and Krishna in the form of Guru, that kind of manifestation. Therefore, they know everything past, present, and future. Srila Gurudev said, I can simply look at your forehead and tell you 10,000 lives past and 10,000 lives future. So we're very fortunate to have such a bona fide spiritual master right here.
Thank you.
So the essence of Srimad Bhagavat is bhakti. But this bhakti has been divided into two. Krishna is object of bhakti. And all the bhakts, beginning from even from Dhruva up to gopis and up to Srimati Radhika Madanakya Bhav. These two are ashray. One is ashray, one is vishay. Krishna is what? Bhokta, object of our enjoying. And all the bhakts, what I told, beginning to talk, they are container,
reservoir
of Krishna bhakti. Especially in Bhagavat, the love and affection of gopi, that is bhakti, is explained. Oh, we cannot take any benefit from Krishna. Never. Because he is enjoyer and we are not enjoyer, but in to be enjoyed. So we'll have to take shelter of the works of Krishna. We can take shelter of Rupa Goswami, who was Rupanjari. We can take shelter of any Brajavasi, especially the maidservant of Radhika. Then we can realize what is the aim and object of Srimad Bhagavatam. So even Uddhava Maharaj had did pranam to gopis. In the end, not to Krishna. Asamaho charane renu yusam hamsa. Javaisi archita jadi. Aptakami. Bande nanda brajaistrinam. Padrenum abhiknasa. I'm doing pranam in the lotus feet of gopis that even I can touch a minute dust of the lotus feet of gopis. So, in Srimad Bhagavatam especially, has been told the Ashraya Bhakti, that is the bhakti of devotees, the glorification and the life of the devotees of Krishna. And for this reason, it has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam, Naitat Samachare Tu Yatu Manasapihi Yanishwara. We should not follow Krishna like an enjoyer. But you should remember the sweet pastimes of Krishna with bhakta, devotees, and especially gopis. Otherwise, you may die. Very powerful poison. Krishna himself, his activities. So try to follow the activities of devotees. So first we should come to this point. What is bhakti? That bhakti, which are divided into two. And in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavat, it has been told, Savai Punsa Paro Dharmo Jato Bhakti Ahetukya Bhavahita Jav Bhakti Purushat. What is the meaning? And you should explain. Coming here, in front. This phone is not working? Mic?
It's fine. On Monday, we will bring a second microphone because the shows were closed and we only had
this. Why you could not manage from yesterday?
Just because they told us that here they had everything. So
you should have taken this very seriously. Then everything was there. But you are not so much serious.
Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militanjena Tasmai Shri Gurave.
I think tomorrow so many devotees will come from England here and Italy and so many places. Go.
The question,
you can take this if you
want.
Is the mask container?
The question may come, what is the ultimate good? In other words, we have energy and we have time. These are resources which we have. And where, in what direction should we invest those resources? This is another way of asking the same question. What is the ultimate good for all human beings? This same question has been there since the very beginning of human existence. And so many philosophers for many hundreds and thousands of years have pondered this very question. In his Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Vyasadeva answers this very same question for us. Savai pungsang paro dharmo yato bhakti radhokchaje ahaituki apratiyata yayatma suprasidati. What is the ultimate good? The ultimate good is that by which human beings can attain pure bhakti unto the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. What is that pure bhakti? Ahaituki apratiyata. There are two conditions that have to be met. Firstly, ahaituki, it must be causeless. In this world we see that all love and affection has a material cause behind it. It's conditional. If that condition is broken, or if that condition is better fulfilled somewhere else, that bond of love and affection no longer exists. It's cut. But the love and affection of Krishna, of Krishna's associates towards Krishna, is not like that. Srila Rupa Goswami explains What is Prem? He gives the shloka. Sarvata dvangsa rahitam yadyapi dvangsa karane tadbhava bhandanam yonu saprema parikirtita. The love and affection between a young man and a girl, which is so strong that even if there's all reason for that relationship to break, still it doesn't break but only becomes stronger. This kind of love and affection does not exist in this material world. It only exists between the associates of Krishna and Krishna himself. So, pure bhakti is causeless. It can never be broken. Ahaituki apratiyata yayatma suprasidati. Also, it is continuous. Nirantar. Like honey flowing from a jar. If you pour honey from a jar, it flows down in a thick, continuous, unbroken stream. So in the same way, pure bhakti is not something that is done for a certain few hours. It's not done for the 2 hours that we may chant, or 4 hours that we may chant. But it's continuous, day and night. A person who has pure bhakti will eat for Krishna. When he sleeps, he'll sleep for Krishna. When he works, when he thinks, whatever he does, everything is simply for Krishna. Causeless and uninterrupted. And only this kind of bhakti, yayatma suprasidati, can properly satisfy the soul. In this world, we try so hard to be happy. We may try to accumulate wealth. We may try to gain position. We may think that we can achieve happiness by setting up a family and enjoying the company of a partner, either a young boy or a young girl. And we invest our energy in that. But every time, happiness eludes us. We think happiness is around the corner, but it never comes. And we are frustrated again and again. But Srila Vyasadeva is saying that this pure bhakti can really satisfy the self. This is what we are all looking for. It is the ultimate good.
But one thing, first you will have to hear, not to read. Reading will not do. If we'll read so many times Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamritam, all the books of Srila Rupa Goswami and all other Goswami, it will not do. You will have to hear from a bona fide guru serving him. Tad vidhi panipat pariprasnena sevaya. Otherwise, a pure guru cannot help you. Tasmat gurum prapaddet. You should take shelter of a bona fide guru. He can take all your doubts, and he is expert in all Vedas, Siddhanta, and also he has some realization of Krishna and Krishna praying. He has given up all the worldly attachment and desires. Then he is guru. Otherwise not. A bogus guru cannot keep all these things. So guru who can fall down, he can deviate from his guru, guru teachings and thoughts and life. Or he is not guru, he was not guru. If anyone has taken shelter of a bogus guru at first unknowingly, but he thinks, I have received a mantra from him. That guru, coming from Swamiji, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. What harm? What harm? Someone can tell that, we can read so many books, and the books are our guru. Like Sikh, they don't have guru.
the Sikh have only one Granth.
Bauddha have no guru.
Even no guru.
So, we may think like this. No need of guru. Oh, Krishna is there, Supreme Lord and myself. What is the use of guru?
Om Gyanatimirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Vanchakalpaturubhyascha Kripasambhivacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. So, Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak on this subject. What is the necessity?
Louder.
What is the necessity of approaching a bona fide guru? So, all over the scriptures, it is stated the utmost importance of accepting bona fide guru. In Upanishads, it is stated, Tad viganatam sagurume vabhigachet samitpani shrutim brahmanishtam. That if one wants happiness in life, then tad viganatam sagurum eva bigachet. Eva bigachet means that one must approach a bona fide guru. Samit pani shrutim brahmanishtam. That one should approach such spiritual master in a
what
very
great... What
are
your mother?
Mommy, mommy.
Huh? Your daughter?
No.
How many daughters you have?
One.
Go on.
One should approach such spiritual master in very, very humble way. Samit pani shrutim nistam. Coming and with preparations for offering for fire sacrifice. This means that one should come offering one's heart to Guru. That doing Guru Padashraya. That, oh Gurudev, my body, my mind, my heart, that all the love and affection that I have in this world, I'm offering to you. But what kind of guru? Tadviganatam sa guru me vabhigachat samit panishrutim brahmanistam. That guru who himself, he has heard from his guru in disciplic succession. He has undergone the process of hearing and he's brahmanishtam, that he's fixed in Brahman. But what is this Brahman? This Brahman is...
Brahman.
Brahmanishtam,
Brahman. Not Brahma.
Brahman.
Brahma.
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 Don't use a Brahma.
Brahma.
Yeah. And he is Krishna, that Brahma.
And that Brahma is Krishna. Para Brahman. Brahma, para Brahma. That is Krishna. That also is.
What is the meaning of Shrotriya?
Shrotriya means who is heard.
What?
That he has heard from his guru in disciplic succession. And
he knows
him,
all, he has heard all the Vedas, Siddhanta, Srimad Bhagavatam and all others. And he can remove all the doubts of devotees. That is Kshatriya. And Brahmanishtam?
That he is fixed in para Brahman. Not just Brahman.
He has realized Brahma, Krishna. And his love and affection, he is
Brahmanishtam.
Go on.
In Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, also the qualification of Sadguru, this is explained. Tasmat gurum papadyeta gigyasu sre uttamam shabde paretanishnatam brahmani upasamasrayam. That tasmat gurum papadyeta, again, that one should surrender to Sadguru. Gigyasu sre uttamam, if one wants to get that which is beyond this material world, uttam, that transcendental happiness. And what are the qualifications of such guru? Tasmat gurum papadita gigyasu sre uttamam shabde pare chanishnatam brahmani upasamasrayam. That, first of all, he has realized the purport of the scriptures, that he is a realized soul, that not only does he know scripture, but he has realized bhakti tattva, he has realized maya tattva, he has realized Krishna tattva. That he has realized his own surup, and he also has realization of Krishna. Also, shabde pare brahmani, that He is completely conversant in the Vedic scriptures. And within his heart, there's no desire for material sense gratification. That these three qualifications are there. That he has full realization. Realization of himself, realization of the Supreme Lord, realization of the scriptures. He knows the scriptures thoroughly. And within his heart, no material desires.
Can a guru like this can fall down?
Never.
No. Such guru, they never fall down. Because such guru, he is endowed with Sarup Shakti. That his Sadguru means that Sandini Shakti, his heart is saturated with Sandini Shakti. On the platform of Sandini Shakti, there's Ladini, the pleasure potency of the Lord, and Samvit Shakti. So such guru, there's no chance of such guru falling down. In such guru, he is able to give paramatic Shraddha. It's explained that there are three types of personalities like this. Earlier, Shamrani Dini, she gave reference to Narada Muni. That Narada Muni, after coming in contact with the Bhaktivedantas, then he went and he chanted the mantra which was given. And he achieved the stage of Bhav. His hairs were standing on end. Tears were flowing from his eyes. He had darshan of Lord Vishnu within his heart. But there was still some kasoi, some impediment. What was that impediment? That he had the desire to meditate in a very sacred place, in a place mode of goodness. So he's called Murchit Kasoi. Then
his kasaya or sleepy. What is the meaning of Murchit Kasai?
Murchit Kasai means that there's some impediment, but very, very subtle. It is not like some material desires that we're having, but it is very subtle thing that is there within the heart that's like in a sleeping stage, which is not manifest. And that then, by association, then this kasai, very quickly, also it will be removed.
Go on.
Then the next type of guru, who is able to give paramatic shraddha, transcendental shraddha, or transcendental faith, is the example is given of Shukadev Goswami. That Shukadev Goswami, after coming from the womb of his mother Vitika, then he left, and Srila Vyasadeva, by some transcendental arrangement, then he brought Shukadev Goswami back, and then he spoke to him Srimad Bhagavatam. That same Shukadev Goswami later, he spoke Srimad Bhagavatam to Parikshit Maharaj and all the sages. He's an eternally liberated soul. His eternal form is that he is Shuka, the parrot of Srimati Radhika. But he's playing the part of a sadhak who has gone, who has achieved the stage of Bhav. On the platform of Stai Bhav, there's Vibhav, Anubhav, Vyabhichari Bhav, Asisadvik Bhav. And coming, when there's the mixing of these different bhavs, then when they become one ingredient that's extremely tasteful, where you cannot distinguish the different elements, this is bhakti ras. Before coming to the stage of praying, when there's no more kasoi, no more impediments within the heart, then that devotee will leave the body and take birth in a planet, where in a universe where Krishna's performing his pastimes. This is called nidut kasoi, that within his heart there's no impediments. And the last type of guru, who is giving this transcendental faith, is Narada Muni, after going to Vaikuntha and coming back in his transcendental body. He is coming from Vaikuntha, or those who are coming from Vraj, from Golok Vrindavan, they're called Bhagavat Prasad Deha Prat. So these three types of gurus, they never fall down. What to speak of these three types of gurus? Gurudev was explaining that even one who achieves the stage of Ruchi, Asakti, that is very, very rare, that such personalities will fall down. Because even within their heart, the splendor of Bhav, Rati, is coming within their heart, this Surup Shakti. So it is stated that if one wants to achieve happiness, one wants to know truth, then one should approach such type of guru. What is the meaning of the word guru? Guru means andhakar, darkness, and ru means enlightenment. Guru, one who is enlightened with this Surup Shakti, and by his presence, by his Harikata, and by his mercy, that he removes the ignorance which is within the heart of the devotee who's surrendering in a humble way. So tad vidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. That one should approach such guru and do pranipat means offering obeisances, surrendering. This surrender means that, oh, I'm offering myself to you. I'm offering everything. But we should be careful that we should offer ourselves to one who actually is Guru, one who has Swarup Shakti, one who has that potency to remove all these things. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, he gives a very nice example. Explains that once there was a blind person and he wanted to go to the house of his in-laws. So one person, he called him and he said, oh, you come and you hold on to the tail of this bull and you don't let go. So then he held on, and then the bull, feeling this pulling on his tail, immediately started to run. And then the bull ran through so many rocks, through so many thorns, through so many bushes, and the person was being cut in his head, his face, his body, completely cut. But he just thought, don't let go. And then the bull kept on going until it got to the house of the in-laws. The in-laws, they saw this person holding on to the bull, and they were thinking that, oh, this person is a thief. He's trying to steal the bull. The person was so disfigured, they could not see that it was their in-law. So they took sticks. They beat him, took rocks, and beat him some more. So Srila Bhakti, and then he fainted. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur explains that this is the reaction that one will get if one approaches a guru, a so-called guru who is not qualified, but actually is like kangaroo. That you're offering your everything to him, but actually he has not got Swarup Shakti. He himself is full of anattas. How can he remove the anattas which are within the heart? So, tasmat tat vidhi pranipatena pariprasthena sevaya upadeksyanti te gyanam tat dashinaha. That he's tatpadashi. That he has darshan. He has vision of advaya gyan paratatva. Shamasundar Krishna, the Supreme Absolute Truth. And because he has that darshan, he knows what is his swarup, and he knows what is the swarup of the person who's approaching, and he's very expert in removing all kinds of anattas and bringing us and taking us to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, where we'll be eternally happy.
Thank you. So we should try to know all these facts. Even anyone was not guru, but acting or posing like guru, and he was so powerful a speaker that he convinced so many thousands of devotees. And all these devotees in Komal Shraddha, we were chanting something. But his guru was not like this. And after some time, he fell down. We cannot tell them fall down, because from beginning he was fall down. So now, in the eyes of common persons, he is fall down. Then what should we do? If he will thinking that still he is my guru, then he will never have pure bhakti. Krishna prem will not come. Your suffering will not go. Because when you will chant, you should do pranam to your guru. And you are doing pranam to that person, that who has fallen down. What help he could do? If you will do archan of Thakurji, or you will have to worship your guru. But who is guru? If you are thinking that Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj is my guru, oh, it will not do. That should be a living guru, by which you can hear directly. So, for this, it has been written in epics. Srila Jiva Goswami has collected all the evidences that quickly we should give up and take a shelter of bona fide, really, guru. Whether he is in Madhyamadhikari Noha, he should be very sincere. And he is following the lines of Guru and practicing pure bhakti, especially bhav bhakti, object. Then we can take him as a guru, no harm. And thus he will show you our superior guru. In this way we should try to be. Now, I want to say that As he told pure bhakti definition, annapilasitarpunyam. In Srimad Bhagavat there are so many examples of this. If Uttama Bhakti there is, then Madhyama and Kanishta Bhakti is there. If pure bhakti there should be impure bhakti. So Dhruva, he took darshan of Krishna in the form of Narayan. It was bhakti, especially Sarup Siddha bhakti. But why he could not attain Brajaprem? What defect was there? So some defect. What defect, Madhava Maharaj? Tell first the life history of Dhruva and then touch this point. You should try to carefully hear and to understand. If you are not understanding, oh please ask. By question, we will help you.
Omagyanatimirandhasya jnananjana-salakaya chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai Sri Gurave namaha vanchakalpatarubhascha kripasindhubhayevacha patitanang pavanebho vishnavedbho namo namaha. So, Srila Gurudeva taught me that why Srila Dhruva Maharaj could not attain Braj Bhakti. So first we have to know who is Dhruva Maharaj, what he did in his life. So Dhruva Maharaj was son of Uttanapad. He had two wives, one is Suniti, another Suruchi. Suniti means who always maintained and regulated by good rule and regulation, especially by Bhagavad Bhakti. Another one, Suruchi means who always so much material taste, Suruchi. Suruchi had one son named Uttam, and Suniti had another son, Dhruva. One day, king was seated down with his second wife, Suruchi. And Uttam and Dhruva both are playing nearby. Uttam took seat on father's lap. Seeing this, Dhruva also came and wanted to sit on the lap of his father. But his stepmother told, "Oh, Dhruva, you are not qualified to sit on your father's lap. Unless until you not die and take birth from my womb, you are not qualified to sit on your father's lap." Dhruva Maharaj became so upset, became so angry, and it penetrated in his heart. Weeping bitterly, he came to his mother, Suniti Devi. Mother wanted to specify him at her level best. But Dhruva is continuous weeping, bitterly lamenting. Mother told, "What is the cause of your weeping? Please tell me." Then Dhruva was sobbing so much and told, "Then my stepmother told the sarcastic word for me." Suniti, "Oh, my dear son, for this insignificant thing you are sorry. If you sit on the lap of Bhagavan, then you can sit on the whole universe. What to say about this small kingdom? So you can do bhajan of your Bhagavan. Well, where he lives? Well, he lives in forest." "Oh, really? Well, yes." And Suniti was pacify him. After that, night came, with the influence of time, Kal, Suniti specified Dhruva and make him sleep. And Dhruva, Suniti Devi also slept well. But Dhruva was not sleep at all. He was taking chance, when my mother will fall asleep, I shall run away from here. When Suniti fall asleep, then Dhruva ran away from there and went to Madhuban, the bank of Yamuna. And you want to do bhajan of Krishna, want to do bhajan of Bhagavan. And Bhagavan became restless. Lakshmi Devi asked, "Oh Prabhu, why you are so restless?" Then Narayan told, "One of my devotees want to do my bhajan, want to take my darshan." And Lakshmi said, "Oh yes, go, you can give him darshan." "No, I can't." "Why not?" "He has no guru at all." unless until you have no guru, Bhagavan will not give you darshan, not bestow his causeless mercy. So it mentions in scripture, prathamam tu gurum pujya, tatascaiva mamarchanam, tadesa bhagavad bhakti yannathanis phalo bhave. One devotee want to serve Krishna, Bhagavan told. Have you served your guru? Have you worshipped your guru? No. Prathamam tu gurum pujya. Go and worship your Gurudev first. Please him. Then take permission from him and come to me. If you do so, then you will be bhakti for me. Otherwise, everything will go in vain. So, Bhagavan sent to Naradishi to Dhruva. Naradishi came and told Dhruva, oh Dhruva, you are a small boy. Don't be so stubborn. Go back. Forget all these things. Dhruva is determined. Do or die. So if you want to do bhakti, have to be like Dhruva Maharaj, do or die. I must take darshan, must serve, otherwise I may give up my body. So Naradishi want to make him fear in a different way. Why in this forest there are so many ferocious animals like tiger, bear, lion, etc. So many poisonous snakes, scorpion, so many things. Go back. Dhruva, Tidi, no, never. Then Naradrishi asked to take bath in the Yamuna. Dhruva took bath in Yamuna, then Naradrishi gave him some mantra. Okay, you can chant this mantra. So chanting this mantra, in 6 months, he took darshan of Bhagavan. And Bhagavan when appeared in his heart, and he wanted to do some prayer, but he could not do so. Then Bhagavan mercifully touched his counsel in the lips of Dhruva. Then they want to start praying to him. After that he disappeared. What happened? Why so? Then Dhruva began to weep. Told, oh my God, I came to search for diamond, but by a broken glass I became satisfied. What is the significance? He took darshan of Bhagavan. Bhagavan told, you have to rule all of our universe entire 36,000 years. But if Dhruva asked him, please take me to your abode. It may be possible. But he has strong desire to rule the all of our universe. So he had desire for to rule the universe. Due to this desire, Dhruva Maharaj became in this planet. Not in this world. Near Ramapriya Vaikuntha, Bhagavan created another planet called Dhruva Lok, the pole star. So if you are doing bhajan, but if you have a mind to rule in this world, then you have to be like Dhruva Maharaj, have to his associates in pole star in or in this world, be a very rich person.
Any desire, not only that.
Any kind of desire, then you could not attain Braj Prem, Braj Bhakti. If you are doing bhajan and you are doing bhajan of Radha Krishna, but with opulence mood. Oh, Krishna has 6 opulence. Aisarjasya samagrasya virijasya jasasasriya gyana vairagdasya vasannang bhagaitingana. In this opulence mood, if you do bhajan of Radha Krishna, then you could not attain Brajdham. You will go to Golok. Very sakya mood between Krishna and Radhika and other gopis. If you are doing bhajan under guidance of Satyabhama and Rukmini, you could attain to Braj. Where will you go? You go to Dwaraka. So how we can go to Braj? So Rupa Goswami Pada told that Tadanu Ragi Jananu Gami Kalang Naye Dakhila Mittu Padesa Saram Tan Nama Rupa Charitadi Sukir Tananu Smritto Kramena Rasana Manasi Nijajya Tishthan Braje Tadanu Ragi Jananu Gami Kalam Naye Dakhila Mittu Padesa Saram. Only one mean is there to attain Brajdham. What is that? Sri Rupa Goswami Pada told, Tan Nama Rupa Charitadi. Tat there, Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained in Jaiva Dharma, there are 2 substances, Tat and Tam. Tat means Bhagavan, Tam means Jeev. So you have to utter, you have to first listen, then you have to do Kirtan. What? Tan Nama, Bhagavat Nam. What is that Nam? Aghadamana Jasada Anandana Unanda Suno, or Govinda Damo Dharmadhaveti. Or, Sri Swami told, Sri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda, Govinda He Nanda Kisora Krishna, Hasi Yasoda Tanya Prasida, Sri Vallabhi Jeevana Radhikesa. In Krishna's name, you have to listen from bona fide Gurudev in good association, Tan Nama Rupa, and have to listen his roop, his form. What is his roop? There are so many kinds of roops in Srimad Bhagavatam explained by different bhaktas, like Jagapatni, Samam Hiranyaparidhi Vanamallabharha, or by our Adi Guru Brahma, Nomidhateya Prabhu Se Tadidambaraya, moreover and best one, uttered by gopis. Barha piram natavara vapu karnayo karnikaram vibhrad vasakanaka kapisam vayyantin chamalam randhrana venuradhara sudhaya purayana gopa brindai brindarannam sapadaramanam pravisad gita kirti. When Krishna was on the way back to cow grazing, then seeing his beauty, gopis explaining this slok, so have to listen from bona fide Gurudev and in good association. Tan rupa charitadi. Charit means his pastime. He has so many types of pastimes, with sakha, with parents, with moreover with his beloveds. You have listened this. Which kind of bhakta you are able to listen? Same type of lila. And adi means, why do Goswami told adi? Adi means his qualities, gun. Aho bakiyam stanakala kutam jighang sadappa saddhi leve goting dhatu chitam tato annam kangbadayalu saranam brajema. Putana came to kill Krishna, and Krishna gave him motherlyhood position. Who is Putana? Srimad Bhagavatam explained, Putana balghatni rakshasi rudhirasana jighang sapi haraye stanang dattapa sadgatim. When comes to held a meeting to kill Krishna, then Putana told, oh my dear brother, I can kill Krishna very easily. So there are so many demons, they are filling their form. So in first, fill up the form in your name in block letter. Putana is filling form, Putana. Put means pure, na means no. I have no purity at all. And moreover, Putana, put means kid, no means no. I have no children at all. Unless until you have no kid, breast milk will not come from mother's breast. So Putana has no kid, so there is no question of breast milk. So Putana. And what is your academic qualification? Putana is writing, Balghatini. I can kill small baby very easily. Like cucumber, I can chew it very easily. And nationality, which? Not any from country, which nationality? Dr. Sri Rudhirasana. If any other qualification, are you experienced any other art? Yes. Rudhirasana. I can drink the fresh blood of small child. Rudhirasana. Why you want to take this job? Jighang sayapi haraye. I want to kill Hari. How come? Tanang dattapa, by giving my breast milk. But she has no kid. What the breast milk? So he filled it strong poison. And what Bhagavan gave him? Give motherly destination. So who will be foolish one? Will not do bhajan of Krishna? Charitadi is his quality. So tannama rupa charitadi sukir tananu. You have to listen from Gurudev first or bona fide Vaishnava. If you do kirtan, then you will be sukirtan. Otherwise, if you not listen anything, then not be kirtan, what to say about sukirtan? Not only that, Rupa Goswami told sukirtananu. Anu means continuously. You listen only once, so I have heard from Gurudev once, no need to go to Gurudev, no need to good association, no. Anu, continuously. Moreover, Anu, in guidance, anugatta. Sukirtananu smritto. And have to, what you listen, have to remember again by your mind. Otherwise, you could not kept in your heart forever. Smritta kramena rasana manasi niyajya. First you have to listen, then rasana means have to do kirtan. And then have to remember niyajya. Then what will be effect? What to do? Tisthana braje. You have to be in brajdham. Then you can say, oh, in this whole entire universe, there are so many billions of people. How they can fit there? We have not to think about this. Who is the supreme controller? He will do for yourself. You have not to do worry about that. If not possible for you to go personally or physically in Braj, then you can be anywhere in the world and think I am in Braj. So, tishthan Braj. Only being in Braj, then you will be okay. There is so many monkeys in the Braj. If you go, they will snatch your glass and your fruits, everything. So how to be in Braj? Tadanuragi. That means Bhagavan, Krishna. Who has affection for Krishna, he has to be under guidance of them. And Jananuragi. And who is his own associates? His near and dear, kith and kin, have to be under their guidance. So Rupa Goswami Pada explained here, you see as Onu, Sukir Tananu Onu, Tadanu Ragi Onu, Jananu Gami Onu, three Onu words here. Like in for Kali Yuga, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalo, Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gati Rannatha. Here Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama three times, and Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva three times. Why? For emphasis. You must have to do, must have to do, must have to do. Similarly, Rupa Goswami Pada is telling, you must have to be under guidance, must have to be under guidance, must have to be under guidance, and continuous. Jananu kalam naye dakhila mittu bodhesa saram. You have to spend your time in this way. Then you can attain Braj Prem and Braj Bhakti. Dhruva Maharaj, he not did so. So he could not attain Braj Bhakti. So whoever may be, want to attain Braj Dham, want to attain Braj Bhakti, want to serve Krishna in Braj mood, they have to be under guidance of Rupa Goswami's theory. Then you, if you do so, then you can be in Braj. Not in this life, maybe other life, when you will be sincere enough, and you will serve Gurudev and Vaishnavas, and by their causeless mercy, then you can, one day you can realize your own form, and you can realize Krishna. Then by their grace, you can attain Braj Dham. There is no other mean. Hare Krishna. Bancha kalpata rubhascha pipasam dubhayavate patitanam dhavanam dhavanam dhavanam.
Very good. You so try to learn all these things. We must differentiate between so many bhakti of so many kinds. So bhakti, though it is one, but different types of bhakti. Sometimes mixed with karma. Sometimes mixed with anyabhilas, other desire than bhakti. Sometimes covered with jnana and karma. These are not Shuddha Bhakti. We should know what is Sarup Siddha Bhakti, what is Sang Siddha, and what is Arup Siddha Bhakti. And then you can judge what is pure bhakti, otherwise cannot. And for this, you will have to know the life history of Srila Bhakti Prahlad Maharaj. What kind of, why he is superior to Guru. So be prepared for tomorrow. We will explain all these things. Now, a kirtan. Can you lead a kirtan? Our Krishna Das Prabhu is feeling somewhat, but not. Can't, he should take rest today. And then, ladies' devotion, devotees, any singer who can sing? Oh, let him chance, she should sing any kirtan. Anyone? The she should sing. Yes, sir. One kirtan. As you like, Gauranga Bolite Hove or anything.